To absolutely nobody's surprise but the incredibly dense and dumb people of this world, Hamas is playing a lot of games. A lot of games. And to nobody's surprise as well, the U.S. administration is forcing Israel's hand from being able to retaliate against clear violations in the Israel-Gaza ceasefire. I'm Tall the Traveling Clat, your favorite white colonizing Zionizer. You can get the merch down below in the description at thetravelingclat.com. And we're going to get into some very disturbing clips that have been coming out of Gaza the last 24 to 48 hours. And when I say very disturbing, I mean extremely, extremely disturbing. This whole situation is honestly quite disgusting. And the fact that the U.S. is holding our arms is also quite disgusting. So here's clip number one that was kind of taking off yesterday. It's horrific. Hamas militants dug up a body, claiming that it was recovered from a tunnel. Then crowds can be heard whistling and cheering as the body's carried away. This is what they celebrate. The very innocent and non-Hamas-loving Gazan population that, again, doesn't love Hamas and is all just very innocent women and children and journalists. Now, the part of this clip you didn't see, which is starting to make the rounds but nobody's covering enough, is Hamas taking body parts out of storage, burying them in random spots as if this is like a dog toy, and then digging them back out to make a propaganda. Let's take a look. So here you can see them carrying the body out, dragging it on the ground, throwing it into the ground and covering it with dirt. Okay. And then, for the cameras, for the Red Cross, they dig it back out. Here they are digging it back out. To make it seem as if an IDF bomb covered it up.
The Israeli military has just released extraordinary new drone video showing Hamas appearing to stage the recovery of the remains of a deceased hostage. The video begins with a white shroud being shoved out the side of a building in Gaza and dragged to the middle of a freshly dug hole. Several masked Hamas militants can be seen moving the shroud into place before shoveling dirt on top. One man can even be seen tossing rocks on top of the dirt. And soon enough, a bulldozer comes into frame and digs up a pile of dirt, revealing the white shroud. But Hamas isn't done with this production quite yet. The bulldozer then dumps the bodies in a second location before covering it with dirt once again. And this is where you can actually see three Red Cross officials wearing red vests observing this part of the process. They look on as Hamas rediscovers the remains once again, before another masked man arrives to film the scene. The Israeli military says this is evidence of what they've been accusing Hamas of for weeks, pretending to search for the bodies of Israeli hostages, while in fact having some of those remains in their possession already. Hamas didn't respond to CNN's request for comment on the video, but the Red Cross is also weighing in, saying it is, quote, unacceptable that a fake recovery was staged, stressing just how much depends on this ceasefire agreement being upheld. The Red Cross also said their team was not aware that a deceased person had been placed there prior to their arrival, and they called on all parties to uphold their commitments.
And the Red Cross is here, arriving on the scene. There, it says here in Hebrew, "Anshei Hatzlava Adom Nochachim b'Makom ve'Edim l'Ma Shemitrachesh." It basically means that the Red Cross was there for the entire thing, and they saw what went down. They've seen it happen. Now, just to play some devil's advocate, I have zero respect for the Red Cross at this point. I don't support it. I think it's basically a terrorist organization at this point. But the Red Cross has limited capacity of what they could actually do here. They have to just kind of watch Hamas play these games. But there's not going to be any statement from them. There's not going to be talking from them. There was never any checkup on the hostages. They've just sort of allowed the status quo. There's never any pressure from them. They're hand in hand with a terrorist organization at this point. The Red Cross did nothing. Now they're documenting the body that they found. And that's the situation. You can see their little propaganda adventure. Look at the Red Cross clearly with them.
אחי, זה ענק. זה גופה, כאילו.
So the Israelis in the background, you can hear, are saying "Achi ze gufa." They're saying it's a body. It's huge. It's a body. And here you can see them covering the body with dirt. This is disgusting. Every person in this video, every single one, the tractor driver, the Red Cross people included, need to be right now. In a normal world, okay, in a normal world where Arabs, okay, where Arab Muslim supremacists like Hamas are held accountable for the shit that they do, okay, and we don't play games and negotiate with them for the sake of a ceasefire that's not really going to hold. In a normal world where we wanted to hold them accountable, okay, what we do is we, every single one of them, every single one of them, that's how you send a message to never do it again. They're violating the ceasefire that they don't believe in. They're abusing the families of the hostages who are deceased. They're disrespecting dead bodies. This is a death cult. A death cult. It's a cult that surrounds itself with death. Can you imagine the level of disgusting thoughts in your brain that will go through your mind to play with a dead body, to literally play with somebody's dead body that may have been rotting away in a tunnel? Can you imagine the smell? Can you imagine what you're feeling in your hand? Think about that for a second. Think about the level of disgust that you have to have in your brain just to be able to accomplish that. This is a death cult that needs to be eradicated. Donald Trump, there's no peace deal to be made with these people. You don't understand, I guess. They are going to kill us again in the future. They have not learned anything. They have not learned a single lesson. There is no hope for this society. There's zero hope. It needs to be re-educated, but you need to conquer it. You need to take it over, and you need to show them that you need to physically show them with bombs and with ammunition that this is not going to be tolerated. But the problem is, we're not going to do that. That's the issue. That's the main issue that we're at. This is from Elon Levy. It took body parts of murdered hostage, buried them, and called the Red Cross to witness at the finding of the body. It's the same clip we saw earlier, I believe. Yeah. So there they are. And then they call the Red Cross over to come film the other Hamas members filming. Just imagine the level of dehumanization. How little you have to see of Jewish people, of Israelis to do that. You have to completely dehumanize us in every, like, we're just the devil. We're Satan for you to be able to accomplish something like this. Now, we did get a little bonus lick surprise that we didn't expect yesterday. A unseen video of Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind behind October 7th, the main big-eared rat himself that was hiding in tunnels. Here's a clip of the last moments of his life. Covered in a niqab, fearing for his life. שאנחנו חושפים הערב נראים הימים האחרונים במסתור של מנהיג חמאס בעזה יחיא סינואר, אדריכל טבח 7 באוקטובר שחוסה לפני שנה. It's honestly very satisfying to know that for all the how he's going to die as a martyr, the martyr Yahya Sinwar was cross-dressing as a niqab-laden female for the last days of his life. That warrior that fought off an IDF drone with a stick was hiding under a literal fucking hijab, scared for his fucking life like a little rat that he was. Beautiful. I can't show that picture because that's probably him dead. But yeah. This is actually really beautiful footage because I think I will be sharing this with every Hamas loving pro-Palestinian who glorifies the life of Yahya Sinwar. I'll show them that their beautiful mastermind wearing a niqab, wearing a burqa on the last days of his life, cross-dressing as a woman. I love it. The very strong, macho Islamic nation, the ummah, dressed in a niqab. Very good. Very powerful stuff right there. So here's another little investigative post here on X. Hamas isn't digging, they're rebuilding. The process of locating bodies in war zones is carried out by forensic teams, search dogs, and manual excavation, not by bulldozers. Hamas is keeping the hostage bodies in refrigerator cellars and tunnels, not buried readily 40 meters deep in the sand. They know exactly where every one of them is. What you're seeing here is a calculated delay meant to buy time and exhaust U.S. administration until Trump drops the ultimatums. Hamas will keep releasing a hostage occasionally, stretching the gaps between each release longer and longer, and even sending the wrong bodies by mistake to stall further, which they've already done a few times. Meanwhile, Turkey is quietly rebuilding Gaza under the guise of body recovery operations, using the pretext to bring construction equipment into Gaza right under the noses of Israel and the U.S. I just want to make a clarification. This isn't under the noses of anybody. We're all aware as to what's going on. Our hands are tied. Everyone is aware as to what's going on. Nothing is I want everybody to be very clear. We've known what this ceasefire deal is from day one. This is just a pause of war to attack us again in the future. There will be no peace in the current situation. There's not going to be any peace. So, I ask you again, shall we put pressure on the powers that be to continue this fight? To restart this war? This is not over. We cannot live next to these people. إشارة ربما تسرع من وتيرة العمل في هذا الموقع علما بأن الموقع قد بدأ العمل فيه قبل نحو أربعة أيام وخلال التصعيد أول من أمس انسحبت هذه الجرافات بعد أن أصابها عطل فني وأيضا نظرا لتدهور متسارع كان في الأوضاع الأمنية في هذه المنطقة وبالتالي عاد العمل صباح هذا اليوم بعد الدفع بهذا الحفار الكبير وصلت إلى رائعة في قطاع غزة بكامل ومن الواضح أيضا أن العمل إشارة ربما تسر You can see here more footage of the Gaza rebuilding. Placing down new sidewalks for people to walk on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better, I promise you. This is the one thing I can promise you, unfortunately. Here's some footage of Hamas fucking around again. Hamas members dig through a tunnel in Gaza searching for bodies of Israeli hostages reportedly killed after their capture in the 2023 attack. I'm
ننزل هان بالضبط.
You can. I want you to make clear, by the way, you can only accomplish this level of tunnel building and survival tactics when we are not going through a genocide. The only way you can survive this is predicated on the fact that you know for a fact your entire people group will not be wiped out. This is how you accomplish this, by the way. It's when you have, because if the hand was flipped, this is something to be very, very clear. If the hand was flipped on the other, if this situation was flipped on the other hand, they would murder every single Jew they can. Every single Jew they can. That you can only accomplish this level of devil work knowing for a fact that Israel will not murder your entire population. That's the only way you can do it. Hamas said it found the body of a hostage earlier today in the Gaza Strip. After saying it would hand over the body, the group postponed the transfer, citing alleged Israeli ceasefire violations. So here they are pulling out another body from a tunnel. Very peace-loving people here, cheering, happy, celebrating the death of Israeli hostages. Very, very peaceful. Very peaceful Palestinian population. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've made the case for the peaceful Palestinians in Gaza ad nauseum. I feel like I've really presented it in the most equal, non-biased way possible. We've tried giving them the benefit of the doubt. There's nothing to work with here. There is nothing to work with here. There's no peace partner here. There's no one to work with. It's just, this is it. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we have. It's fight or be killed. It's kill or be killed. I wish there was a different solution. You know that. I talk about it all the time. I really wish there was. There isn't. Not at the moment. You got to fight this fight. There's no other way around it, unfortunately. I'll see you guys in the next one. I love you a long time. Goodbye, Klatz.
Have you struggled with repping your Zionism in style? Well, boy, do I have a solution for you.
Head to thetravelingklatz.com and become a sweet Zionist prince or princess today. Or maybe even let the world know you're a white colonizer with matching hat. Tell the comments section you were thrown out of 109 countries by joining the 109 Club with a matching hat. They say it was promised to you 2,000 years ago. Double down and grab a shirt that was promised to you 3,000 years ago with a matching hat. Ever dreamed of Zionizing like me? Do it with a matching hat, damn it! Show off your Iraqi pride by being someone's Baghdadi or showing them you were made in Iraq. With a matching hat. It's time to laugh in the face of those who attack us. Wear their hate with pride and you become untouchable. TheTravelingClad.com. We got mugs, stickers, shirts, hoodies, and so much more. Go grab yourself something nice, Habibis and Habibtis. You deserve it. If you don't want to buy any merchandise, the best way to support me is by donating on Buy Me a Coffee, my PayPal, or becoming a member on my Patreon. Your support is very much needed and very much appreciated. Thank you.